want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about the fruits of the Spirit. I asked the question a few days ago, what characterizes the truly holy men and women of the world? Do you know some of them? To me, the most astonishing thing of all is peace. It seems to me that peace ought to be clearly exhibited in the life of every Christian. Why? Not only because the Holy Spirit lives in us, and that is the primary reason, of course, but we have an anchor. We have a safe harbor. We have a refuge. We know who holds the future. We don't need to know what the future holds. We know the promises of God. My God shall supply all your needs. We know there's nothing to worry about. Do you know those things? Have you got peace? Have you got all the peace that you'd like to have? Well, it is amazing when you meet a really peaceful person. And I know some of them. I know people who, when they walk into a room, seem to bring with them the peace of God. Love is the first of the fruits of the Spirit, and it is the one out of which all the rest spring, I believe. But there are people who seem to be naturally loving. Natural love doesn't come close to the love of God, and the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, goes a great deal farther than natural love. But I'm talking about the visible characteristics. When you just meet a person casually, sometimes you feel as though you know that they are a loving person, and they might not even be a Christian. Sometimes joy can be confused with happiness, but this third thing, peace, where is it to be found? In nature? In the world conditions? I don't think so. We do find a peaceful place sometimes, a lovely lake with a sunset, waving pine trees, the fragrance of balsam. We find now and then peaceful places in nature. But when you look at those television programs of what animals do to each other, nature red in tooth and claw, you know that there's war out there as well. There's cruelty. There's death. And as for world conditions, who would ever think that peace could be found there? Peace is a gift of God, a fruit of the Spirit. We receive His peace when we begin to see what really matters in life, God's will, God's kingdom, the knowledge that it's God's earth that I live on, and that I am God's. That gives me peace. This morning, there was moonlight on a stormy sea, luminous white foam creaming around the rocks, pouring over them in stupendous, thundering cascades. Bright points of stars in a midnight blue sky, scudding clouds lit by the moon, and seagulls peacefully riding those waves. And the thought came to me as I looked at the moonlight and the stormy sea and the foam and the rocks and the points of stars in the blue sky. It's my God. My Father made all that. This is my Father's world. And I am His, and He is mine. For a few minutes, I completely forgot myself. That's peace. The more the Lord is given the opportunity to produce in us the fruits of the Spirit, the more we are going to forget ourselves. The more love, joy, and peace we have, the less room there will be for thinking of ourselves. If you're anything like me, you're always getting your nose into somebody else's business. Some business other than God's. I sometimes take upon myself not only other people's business, and I'm trying to learn not to do that as much as I used to, but I take upon myself as though it were exclusively my business what really is God's. And that's pretty upsetting. When I begin to think about tomorrow, about that person, so-and-so, and what she's doing to the Sunday school class, or who I've just heard about who's having an affair with so-and-so, I'm a busybody. I must learn to leave them to God. I must cooperate, of course, with Him in prayer for them. But it is a sin against the Holy Spirit when I oppose His work in me through deliberate restlessness, fuss, anxiety, suspicion, bitterness, and resentment. Do any of those things characterize your life today? Restlessness, fuss, anxiety, suspicion, bitterness, resentment. Those things oppose the divine and hidden work that God wants to be doing in and through us. Are you one of those people who does a lot of spiritual grousing, dwelling on your own unworthiness and unfortunate characteristics? Well, you know, this is not humility, folks. This is disobedience. Ouch. There goes Elizabeth Elliot again, as one of my listeners wrote to me, "You go for the jugular." Well, it's my jugular. I'm speaking to myself. I know that I am a spiritual grouser at times, dwelling on my own unworthiness and the many very unfortunate characteristics which are so obvious in me. I'm not to dwell on those. I am to pray about them and leave them with God. I am to seek to be filled with His Spirit so that I may exhibit the fruits that we're talking about: love, joy, peace. Let's not sin against the Spirit of joy and peace. If we want to be true followers of Christ, disciples molded in His image, these things that I've just mentioned, these unfortunate things, have just got to go. They've got to go. That's all there is to it. The restlessness, the fuss, the anxiety, the suspicion, the bitterness, the resentment, and dwelling on my own sins and imperfections. Where does it get me? So many things break our peace. Have you been raking up past sins lately? Yours and somebody else's? How does that make you feel? Have you been blaming others? Harboring unforgiveness? Dwelling on the hurts that you yourself have experienced? Past memories, dredging them up, turning them over, examining them, re-experiencing all the feelings that those memories bring? Where does that get you? In Philippians 4, I have circled four times the word joy. And remember, this is Paul writing from prison. He says, "Therefore, my friends, beloved friends whom I long for, my joy, my crown, stand firm in the Lord." In verse 4, he says, "Farewell. I wish you all joy in the Lord. I will say it again, all joy be yours. All joy be yours. Let your magnanimity be manifest to all. The Lord is near, have no anxiety. But in everything, make your requests known to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God, which is beyond our utmost understanding, will keep guard over your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." And now, my friends, all that is true, all that is noble, all that is just and pure, all that is lovable and gracious, whatever is excellent and admirable, fill all your thoughts with these things. There's the antidote to all those destructive thoughts that we're so prone to indulge in. Paul says in verse 9, "The lessons I taught you, the traditions I have passed on, all that you heard me say or saw me do, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." There it is again. Obedience leads to peace. If you're in a stew, if you're finding yourself on dead center, perhaps very confused, wondering why God doesn't give you light, it just might be because there is some disobedience, some place in which you're holding back from God, and of course, in any place where we refuse to surrender totally to His will, we will be deprived of peace. But when you put into practice, Paul says, the things which I have passed on to you, then the God of peace will be with you. Verse 10, it is a great joy to me in the Lord that after so long your care for me has now blossomed afresh. You did care about me before, for that matter, it was opportunity that you lacked. Not that I am alluding to want, for I have learned to find resources in myself, whatever my circumstances. I know what it is to be brought low, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have been very thoroughly initiated into the human lot with all its ups and downs, fullness and hunger, plenty and want. I have strength for anything through Him who gives me power. So I pray for you today the fruits of the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will impart to you as you surrender to Him His love, His joy, and His peace.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.